guys that get up. You know, so this is like a little second baseman with some Class D ball team sitting back and watching Bobby Richardson or watching somebody like...
Hi, I'm Thomas from Athens. You're listening to WGSC 90.7 FM, ATRA.
This is Carmen Borgia.
And John Sturman. We're the hosts of Ukuleles Unleashed,
where you'll hear...
And also...
Tiptoe through the tulips.
And also...
And some of this... There's always...
And remember this thing?
I'll grow when you...
Tune in the third Tuesday of each month from 8 to 10 p.m. for Ukuleles Unleashed
on WGXC 90.7 Acre.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Phoenix Grace of Del Mar, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves in Greene and Columbia counties.
Hello, you wonderful people. It's your host. And this week, I am going to just update you. So I wasn't here last week due to it being the end of the marking period. Not the marking period. No, the end of the quarter, I believe, for school. And I had to get work in. So, you know, I had to obviously prioritize school, or else I ought to be a hypocrite speaking on these issues of school during Corona. So I got those done. All the assignments, pretty good start so far. Also, another update, I switched my math class because the math class I was in, it just wasn't for me. The teacher realized I wasn't doing the best in it. And he was just like, what's going on? Like, you're a smart kid. Like, what's going on? I'm like, I'm just not interested in the class. He's like, I figured that because you're pretty smart. So I don't see why you should be, you know, doing not so good in my class. So then I said, like, you know, I'd rather use math. I'm going to use in real life. So he suggested a math class for me, which I'm loving so far. It's like real life math, you know, like taxes, how to find the taxes and stuff like that so far. And I'm enjoying that. I'm doing pretty good. I joined, like, obviously, like, 2 months late because of the period. But, like, I get it. So it's not hard for me right now. And my other classes, I'm doing pretty good in right now. So I think this is going to be a decent school year grade-wise for me. I'm right here with Phoebs. If you want to say what's up.
Hey, everyone. Good to be on.
Good to have you here. I did a YOLO. For those of you who may be new, YOLO is a polling app where you can post it on your Snapchat, social media, or wherever. Not wherever, I'm sorry. It's exclusive to Snapchat. And you can make a post, and everyone who sees your post can interact with it and participate in the poll. And I asked two questions. Do you think online schooling is pulling your grades down? And the other question was, share a funny online school experience. So these are going to be, like, mixed because I didn't really go in and organize them, but that's okay. this is real life, so.
Mix it up, you know, yeah. Get a little laughter, serious, like, laugh a little bit. Yeah.
So, under the question, do you think school is pulling your grades down? Someone said up. So, I'm going to assume they mean it's bringing the grades up, online schooling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like there are some people, right, that it's like, this works better for me. I can, like, focus in my room, like, not distracted.
Definitely. It's different for everyone. So, yeah. This one says, online schooling is definitely pulling our grades down. This isn't about learning anymore. It's about passing. All just a number. Yeah, I can relate to that. Like, that's how I'm feeling right now. Like I said a few weeks ago, it's really not about learning anymore at this point. And it's kind of frustrating knowing that.
Yeah.
This one is, what songs are getting you through this pandemic? Someone said any lo-fi vibe songs. Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray, Vaughn, and female grunge singers from the 90s.
That's interesting. Yeah.
We are going to have to get into some of that later in this podcast. Okay. Do you think online school is pulling grades down? Someone said yes. This one is, share a funny online experience from school. Someone logged into my school account and submitted pictures of the sixth grade ELA teacher as my geometry homework.
Oh no.
What the heck? That is funny. I'm not gonna lie, that's funny. He submitted pictures to the sixth grade teacher as their geometry homework. That's okay. I can imagine what the teacher thought. Like, what is this? Oh my god.
Yeah, it's too much. It's like weird enough to be like, was that just a mistake? I don't even know.
Yeah. Do you think online school is bringing your grades down? Someone said, think I'm not going. Ha ha ha. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot there was another part to that question. It's, do you think online schooling is pulling our grades down? And are you scared of going to college because of the grades caused by online schooling? And someone said, I think I'm not going. Ha ha. So I'm pretty sure they mean they're not going to college. They think they're not going to college.
Mm-hmm.
That's your choice. Yeah. No judgment, no stigma.
There's many ways.
Not for me.
Yeah. Do the thing.
Yeah. You don't have to go to college to be successful in life. Plenty of people don't.
Absolutely not. Yep.
I know a lot of parents who didn't go to college. Mm-hmm. Many of them are single mothers. They're doing pretty good in life.
Mm-hmm. So, yep.
Don't let that get to you and have everyone say, I think you should go to college. Don't let that get to you.
Mm-hmm. It's about doing what you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Like, period. And, like, simple. Maybe college is a pathway where that's going to, like, help you get there. And maybe it's going to slow you down.
Yeah.
Like, you got to know for yourself what the right path is. And also, like, not, we kind of get told, I feel, a lot of times that everything in life has to be linear. It's like, you go to high school, and you graduate, and then you go to college, and then you graduate, and then you get your first internship, and then you get a, it's like, blow, you know, you can, like, blow that up a little bit too. Take some time, work, see some things, and you can go back to school. It's always there.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you don't have to go right after high school if you don't want to. Like, I know a lot of adults who are going to school now. So
yeah, exactly. And, like, I've heard a lot of people who've chosen to take gap years say they're really happy about it, that it, like, helped them mature more and, like, clarify what they want. So then when they went to college, they were, like, more serious about it and, like,
I feel like most of the high schoolers now need that, because a lot of them are, like, they're, like, coming from this environment that's not, like, it's not, like, a solid foundation. Like, they're not really ready for college. Like, they, like, the school claims their goodness ready for college, but they're really not. Like, come on.
I struggled. Oh, my goodness. I was, like, those first few months, it was striking. Because, like, I did well for my high school, you know? I was like, yeah. And then it was, like, my writing skills needed so much improvement, like, just reading level, you know? And, like, I got there. You adapt. But, like, yeah, it can be a process. That's real.
Yeah. My older brother, he took a gap year after he graduated. I think his last year of college is next year. It might be this. It's not this year. I think it's next year. So, and he's doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yep. Lots of pathways. Yeah. So,
don't feel rushed to go to college right after high school. Like, you just went through, like, basically 15, 16 years of just schooling every day.
Right.
First, like, don't feel rushed, please. Like, you don't need that stress on you. You just don't. You know, mm-hmm. if you want to, go ahead. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's a bad thing if you, like, don't wait. You know, it's just depends on the person, your preference.
Yeah, know yourself. Know yourself. Yeah. And mm-hmm. don't let the norms tell you what you're supposed to do. Period. Like, trust your own intuition about your life.
Period. All right. This is, do you think online schooling is pulling our grades down? Someone said yes, in all caps, with four S's. Huh. That's a big yes.
Strong feeling. Yeah.
Sherry found the online school experience. Someone said calling the teacher a pig. Oink, oink. Okay. That's not really nice.
Like a little mean, though, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. I'm sorry, that just baffles me. What is wrong with people? I cannot with these students. Okay. Do you think online schooling is pulling our grades down and are you scared to go to college because of it? Someone said, it really just depends if online school is your thing or not. Yep, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Do you think online schooling is pulling our grades down? So it's yes. Another yes. Sherry, funny online school experience. When I thought I was talking and my face was in the camera and I was still muted. That's happened too many times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. It's like a brain fart moment. It's like, what the heck? Do you think online schooling is pulling your grades down? Yes. Do you think online schooling is pulling your grades down? Someone said, I don't think so. I might have done worse if it were not for online schooling. Okay.
Right? There's like, yeah. It seems like, I feel like we have kind of a 2-to-1 ratio. Like, there's more people who are saying their grades are being dragged down, but there's definitely like a steady group of people who are like, I'm more into this. Like, maybe a third of the people or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think online schooling is pulling your grades down? Are you scared of going to college now because of your grades now? Someone said, online schooling is fine. I'm just scared of the amount of work college is going to give. Reasonable.
Mm-hmm. It's a different sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to spend so much time in class. So, like, there is a lot more homework, but you're not, like, in school having to be in front of a teacher for 8 hours a day anymore. That's it's like maybe thing. 3 hours for that day.
Oh, in total?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's actually great. Like
way more flexibility with your schedule and classes. My experience is that like the way classes would get structured would they be once a week for 3 hours or twice a week for an hour and a half. And then I'd maybe have four total courses that I was taking a semester. Right? So it like you could balance your schedule way differently. And, like, I would avoid morning classes. Like, that definitely affected what I was learning, what time of day it was offered. And, yeah, it's a very different, it's much more, and this is, again, where it's, like, there's a huge shift in responsibility that comes from high school to college, because high school is kind of, they take on the responsibility of your schedule, right? They, like, let you know what's up, and that's it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a lot about it, just get there. Whereas with college, you got to be responsible for your own college, your own experience differently. Like there's teachers who like you don't show and like they'll just straight up like not check in and then you'll just get it, like you'll fail or whatever, you know?
Yeah, my friend's mom works at a college and she said like if a student doesn't come to class, they like don't care because they're paying to come in, so it's their choice to come to class or not. And if they don't, it's not the teacher's problem. They don't really care. They're just like, whatever.
Yep. They're like, yeah, you know, like that's your choice, you know?
Yeah.
I'll focus on who wants to be here. Yeah, it's much more. And it's like, and I think that's important, right? That is about personal responsibility. And like, yeah, you're going to pay to be there, right? Like, that's the other piece of the whole college equation is paying to be there and like the investment it takes. So
and also I feel like a lot of students would be more like willing to take college more seriously because you aren't like it's not like a drag where you're like like you said, like you weren't going to be sitting in class for 8 hours a day. So it's not going to be a drag, 8 hours a day, then go home and do work for like another 5 hours. And, you know, those small hours you're going to be doing thing, you know, you get a few days off. So I'd be down for
exactly.
that. Exactly.
You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this says, do you... Okay, I just read that one. Wait, I don't feel like... Okay, okay. Do you think online schooling is pulling your grades down? Are you scared to go to college now because of your grade? Someone said, my grades are doing pretty well, but I feel like I'm losing track of what needs to be done by the time I have to go to college. Like, I am not getting enough guidance.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. And that's a really important thing too, because like that time frame, there is a lot that goes in that schedule to kind of get all your parts lined up to be able to do it.
Yeah,
it's a
definitely.
Process.
Yeah.
So, and it would make sense. Like, it's like, is there still a way that people access, like, who did that before in school when you're in person? And is any of that coming online differently?
Well, I'd assume it was the guidance counselors, but they say that you can like schedule a meeting, but like I don't know anyone's gonna put any time into doing that because it's not like as like, you know, but like I feel like most of it came from the teachers there, because a lot of the teachers had like close connections to students, so you know.
You know, I do think there's a good number of like online, just I'm sure you can find kind of like a reminder of the big things to do on the schedule. Might be able to, you can find one and share it back at your Snap followers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll follow up.
Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah.
This is Sherry Funny Online School Experience. When one of my teachers discovered the Google Meet background, he was trying a whole bunch of different ones and getting so happy and excited. It was so funny. Yeah, a lot of the teachers, when they find out how to do something or find something, they get so excited. Like,
that's cute.
Yeah, it's adorable. I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, I did it. I'm like,
That's sweet. That's sweet. I get it.
Someone said, do you think online schooling... Okay, not someone said, I'm sorry. I said, do you think online schooling is pulling your grades down? Someone said, yeah, but what can you do? So, I mean, there's some things that you can do, but, like, what can you do? It's, like, there's an extent, you know.
And, like, you've been sharing some, like, things, I feel. Like,
yeah.
Even just, like, I guess it depends on what it is about. If it is just the fact that it's online, there isn't so much you can do,
yeah.
I guess.
If it's, like, grade-wise or, like, motivation-wise, there's a pretty vast amount of things you can try doing that I've done. Like I ain't gonna lie, when I was like actually like studying at the beginning of the school year, I was doing like pretty good, but then like, I stopped because it got pretty like I had like a to-do list and everything, but then I stopped for some reason. My grades just like said like so I'm like, it's not horrific, but it is not as good as it was when I was like actually in the book studying.
Yeah.
Okay, I asked what songs are getting through this. Someone said Alec Benjamin. He's great. And he's a looker as well. Okay. Do you think online schooling is bringing your grades down? Are you scared to go to college because your grades now during online schooling? Someone said, I'm not scared, but I'm concerned for my grades being horrible. Yeah, I can see that.
Did you want to play one of the songs that somebody shared was getting them
definitely.
Through some of the hard times?
Definitely. And that was actually the last question as well.
I got that.
That was great.
Cool.
So I'm going to actually go with the most recent one. It's from Alec Benjamin. This is The Boy in the Bubble.
It was 6:48, I was walking home, stepped to the gate, and I'm all alone. I had chicken on the plate, but the food was cold. Then I covered up my face so that no one knows. I didn't want trouble, I'm the boy in the bubble. But then came trouble, When my mom walked into the living room, she said, boy, you gotta tell me what they did to you. I said, you don't wanna know the things I had to do. She said, son, you gotta tell me why you're black and blue. I said, I didn't want trouble. I'm the boy in the bubble. But then came trouble. And my heart was pumping, chest was screaming, mind was running, air was freezing. Put my hands up, put my hands up. I told this kid I'm ready for a fight. Punch my face. I squared him up, left my chest exposed. He threw a quick left hook and it broke my nose. I had thick red blood running down my clothes and a sick, sick look, cause I like it though. I said I didn't want trouble. I'm the boy in the bubble. But then came trouble. And my heart was pumping, chest was screaming, mind was running, nose was bleeding. Put my hands up, put my hands up. I told this kid I'm ready for a fight. Punch my face. Cause I like the pain. Every time you curse my name, I know you want the satisfaction. It's not gonna happen. Knock me out. Kick me when I'm on the ground. It's only gonna let you down. Come the lightning and the thunder, you're the one who'll suffer. It was 6:48, he was walking home with the blood on his hands from a broken nose. But like every other day, he was scared to go back to his house because his pops was home, drowning his troubles in whiskey bubbles, just looking for trouble. Well, there's no excuse for the things he did, but there's a lot at home that he's dealing with, because his dad's been drunk since he was a kid. And I hope one day that I'll say to him, put down those bubbles and that belt buckle in this broken bubble. Punch my face. Do it because I love.
So that was The Boy in the Bubble by Alec Benjamin. And I kind of like that song. I do. That was actually the first song I've heard from him. And it's very impressive. I like it. I like it. So there's just some, like, tips on applying for colleges here. And I'm going to read some off. It stems from junior year. Not junior. Wait, yeah. Yeah, I think it stems from junior year to sophomore. So... here it says, fall of junior year, make a list of colleges, take the PSAT. So I actually didn't take the PSAT. I think I should have. I was thinking about it. But a list of colleges, I'm a sophomore now. But wait, no, I'm a junior. No, stop.
Oh.
Ah, time flies by. I'm a junior. Okay.
This list applies to you.
So yeah, I'm actually, I want to make a... other dream colleges. I'm gonna do not dream colleges. Well, same thing.
Yeah, dream colleges.
Same thing. Yeah.
Yes. And actually, my suggestion would be, guess your dream list, and then also like take a minute and think about like a few other schools that like balance other considerations, right?
Yeah.
Like if all of your schools are like have 10% acceptance rates, like maybe drop a few in there with 30% acceptance rates. Not because you don't think you're going to get in, but just, like, have some different options. Like, yeah. Safety schools, as people call it.
Yeah. This one says, winter of junior year, narrow down your list of schools. Find out about finances. Register for the SAT or ACT.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a lot. Finances. So, like, okay. SAT. Okay, I forgot I can do that now, the SAT. Okay.
And it's generally, yeah, you choose an SAT or an ACT. And it tends to be regional, I found. Like, the ACT is more popular in, like, the West Coast, I think. But anyway.
This one says, spring of junior year, take the SAT or ACT. Start a scholarship search. Take the APS. What is that? I've never heard of that.
That was the one thing on that list that I didn't know what that was either. So I'm going to go ahead and say, like, probably don't need to worry about what that is. Because I've, like, never heard of that. Everything else, I was like, that seems right.
This is the summer before senior year. Create common app accounts, APP
accounts. Yeah, that's an important one. So there's this thing called the common application, which a lot of colleges use this particular platform for you to submit your college applications. Mm-hmm. And it's useful because you can, like, upload your, you know, things that you use and want, like, and use them over again. So if you create that application, that'll be really easy for you to organize and track, like, which applications you're doing. So that's why that gets set up. That's there cool. might be colleges that aren't in that, but that's pretty sweeping usually.
Hey, Joe.
But for every school, like, the first thing you want to do is, like, read their, right? Like, make sure you have for each of the schools you want to apply to. Like, be kind to yourself. Like, applying to 8 schools is a lot. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that. Like, sometimes that helps to be more focused and, like, do it really well. But then, like, you'll want to look at what they specifically say on their admissions website about what the application process is.
Yeah, got you. And then it says to visit colleges. I actually visited two colleges. I mean, I didn't really visit it. I just went there and helped my cousin move in. I didn't really walk around or anything.
That's actually cool. Maybe an even better experience, though, because you're helping them move in. Oh, yeah. Different vibe, right?
And that was at UAlbany. And then
how was that for you?
It was cool. It was the first time I've ever, like, been on a campus, a college campus. I actually went to 3 colleges. I went to Jamestown College when my brother, he used to go there, and I helped him, like, well, we, like, walked around and, like, tried to find something he was looking for. And that was pretty cool. But the one that I actually, like, went on a tour and stuff was actually with the clubhouse. They took us to SUNY New Paltz. That was cool.
I enjoyed
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, visiting and COVID. I bet a lot of places are doing more online offerings now because of COVID, actually. It might be a useful time to be able to, like, participate, and it looks good on your application too if you can say, like, I did an online orientation, or I went and visited, like, I really fell in love with the campus, right? Like, they want to know that you care about them specifically. That'll make your application stronger. So but it's a good time to, like, go online too and just, like, take a look and see if they're offering any sort of, like, online open houses or things like that for schools you're interested in.
This one is fall of senior year. Write college essays. Apply early decision around mid-October. Finish all applications by December. Make a list of deadlines and fill out the FAFSA.
Yeah, the FAFSA. Yeah, so that is a... Again, it's one of those kind of, like, universal forms that work for all of the schools you might be. But at that point... That goes with your application, and it's about your financial information. So you'll want to do that with, like, your guardian, family, whoever. If you're working, if you don't have a person you're working with and you're completely on your own, you'll probably want to check in with the school about how you're figuring that out. But it's essentially the information that tells them and informs for them how your tuition level is going to get set. So it's kind of a big deal in terms of getting that comp side of the equation started, right? Because it's a big deal. Obviously, to figure that out. So that's what the FAFSA is about. And early decision, basically, a lot of colleges will offer something called early decision, where if you submit your application under what's called early decision, what you're basically telling the school is that you're committing, that you really want to go there. That's your first choice if you get selected. And because they have a high confidence that you'll say yes if they take you, it increases the likelihood they'll say yes to you. So it's the sort of thing where if you really do have a top college in your mind that you really want to get into, it can give you a little extra edge if you apply to that college early decision. You can still apply to other colleges too, and none of it's like locked in stone or anything. But yeah, so that's what that's about.
Gotcha. And you also sent me this thing. Oh, yeah, a little bit. No, you're cool. You also sent me this thing. Someone explaining how to, like, okay, but the title is How to Be an Extinction Fairy. So one is let your students know it is okay to ask for an extension and give them a due date. Two is ask them to specify when they want the new due date to be. Three is give them one extra day beyond that and specify that it is so they can get some extra rest and slowness in there. Four is thank them for asking for what they need. If they apologize for requiring an extension, say something like, I'm so glad you asked. Thanks for taking such good care of your future self. Sign your email warmingly. Five is it's okay if this makes you emotional or brings stuff up for you around the abusiveness of hyper productivity. Hope you get some rest and time for self-compassion too. I know you needed it. Look, you are not going to grade all those papers simultaneously. That's a fact. So why not sprinkle some slow time magic in these students' lives? Yeah, that's great. Because a lot of teachers say, like, oh, this is due date. This is due date. Have this in by then. But they don't get all the grades until, like they probably don't even start grading until, like, 2 days later. So it's kind of like.
And, like, I get that, like, a deadline is, you know, helpful to some extent for planning. But I think this person's point that they're trying to make in this post is, like, you know, they're. If you give folks a heads up, then it's still fair too, right? It's like, hey, if you ask me, you know, within like 24 hours of the deadline or before 24 hours, like for an extension, that's a possibility, right? And you kind of plant that seed. And then, if some people take you up on it, then like it's not going to throw off your whole life, right? Because like you said, you can't grade them all in one sitting. So like, if a few trickle in late, you grade those last. And I don't know. I really appreciated it. This is a person who is a professor, college professor. I'm still in college topics, right? So this is their philosophy about how they treat their college students and how they're thinking about like that. And I just felt like it was a good message for educators and for students to hear, right? That like advocating for yourself to get an extension, or for teachers, right, to be willing to offer that, for us to honor each other when we ask for ways to take care of ourselves and get more help that's still accountable. Like, I think that's the catch, right? Like, you're still accountable to your teacher if you're asking for that, right? And setting a deadline and like doing the communication. That's not the same thing as just like blowing it off and sending it in late. But if you do that, right, like we can like live in a world that feels, as they said in their post, right, that it's not that abusive hyper productivity mentality. So yeah, I thought that was a cool thing to maybe share on this podcast where we talk about school.
And going back over to like the songs that they found that like brings them through the thing, there was this one that I found yesterday. It's like a rock genre, I think. It's kind of good. I like it. Like, at first I heard it, I was like, what is this? And I'm like, okay, it's kind of good. It's kind of good. So I'm going to play that real quick.
Sounds good. Oh,
and it's no copyright and fragmented. That's cool. Okay.
Can you say the artist again for me?
I never said it. It's a band. It's called Kitty. K-I-T-T-I-E.
Cool.
Yeah. At first, I was like, what is this? I don't know. But then, like, it grew on me. That's what happens a lot. Just not country.
Just not country.
All right. I want to play it real quick. She
down and show you deep inside my life, my inner workings. So smelling lack of inner pride to touch upon the surface is not for what it seems. I take away my problems, but only I
There's like an extra minute left of that, but that's the gist of it. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like, yeah, this is towards the end of our time. Thank you for joining me, Phoebes. This is fun being back.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. Yeah, thank you for doing the self-care for yourself last week, taking it off, focusing on your work. Good to have you back in.
Thank you. And I definitely should be back here next week.
Cool.
So,
you know that next week, I think, is Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, you're right. Jesus. Okay. Well, I'll be back whenever I'm back. It's definitely gonna be on a Thursday though, you know.
Cool.
So yeah, thank you for joining me.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for watching. It was great being here. Just a gist of what we went over today. We discussed, you know, due dates, what students are going through right now. Fun moments during school, you know, whether they thought school was hard right now or not. And yeah, that's about it. I'll see you next week on the SDC podcast.
Radix, Radula, Radius Vector, Radium Theropy, Radon, Radius, 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 Radula, Radius Vector, Radium Theropy, Radon, Welcome to Radio Survivor. We're here for the love of radio and sound. I'm Paul Riesmandel. Hello, everybody. Eric Klein here.
And I'm Jennifer Waits.
And we're really pleased and honored to be coming to you live on WXOX-FM in Louisville. This home station, the hosting station for the Virtual Grassroots Radio Conference 2020. And for those who haven't heard of the Grassroots Radio Conference, this is an annual confab that brings together people who work in community radio, college radio, all sorts of grassroots radio every single year. And the wonderful thing about it is that the Grassroots Radio Conference is this truly grassroots effort in that there's no central organizing committee. People come together and just try to tackle the issues that face all sorts of stations that are doing their best to exist with real community access and service and really express the best aspects of mutual aid, which in particular seem very, very, very poignant this year in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, I would add that for me, the Grassroots Radio Conference is so much more about people. It's people over institutions. It yes. really is an individual effort.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. So we're really honored to be able to have a live broadcast during this virtual session. And we're specifically delighted to have our guest with us today. First, I want to welcome Miranda Sellinger, who is the Talk Content and Grant Coordinator at X-Ray FM in Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much for joining us, Miranda.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
And from WXOX, a voice who should be very familiar to folks in Louisville. We're delighted to have here Tia Marie, who is, amongst the main things she's done, she was behind the broadcast for Breonna, which was a nationwide simulcast to celebrate the memory of Breonna Taylor. Thank you so much for joining us, Tia.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So the Grassroots Radio Conference this year has a number of themes that are very relevant in 2020, themes related to the pandemic, the protests, and also the election. So for our discussion today, we wanted to focus on how community radio stations are responding to protests in their community. And it's been an incredible 7 months or so of radio stations kind of grappling with what's happening in their towns, what's happening in the United States. And so we thought having some representatives from radio stations in Portland and Louisville would be a really interesting